Roscommon GAA says an investigation is underway into an incident involving a referee during a minor championship match yesterday evening. The referee was officiating at an underage game in Ballyforan, required medical attention after he was allegedly assaulted during the second half of the game. In a statement, Roscommon GAA said it was aware of the incident and strongly condemns, quote, any behaviour that puts any of our match officials at risk. Gardaí say they are conducting inquiries into the matter. I've been speaking to David Goff, who's an All-Ireland football referee. What was his reaction to the incident?
It's shock, I suppose, to think that a referee who went to referee a match last night left his home probably and his family, picked up some umpires and never felt any anxiety in relation to maybe danger on the pitch, and for it to result in such a horrific incident last night is extremely unfortunate. And I'd like to pass on my well wishes to the referee in question, and also to wish him a speedy recovery.
I mean, you've refereed, David, at the highest levels of the sport, but you're also a regular referee at club level as well. Have you experienced abuse? Have you experienced behaviour from the sideline that simply isn't acceptable?
I would say that I've never experienced physical abuse, and I don't know what I would do or how I would react if it did happen. I certainly have experienced some level of verbal abuse on occasion, and I have gone on record as saying definitely within my own county, when you're at a club game, it's much easier to hear that abuse in a small club ground where there might only be 100 people, or at an underage game, rather than inside the stadium in Croke Park. And the abuse is unwelcome. It's often unwarranted. It has been homophobic on occasion, and it does distress people, and it does cause a certain amount of anxiety and affect people's mental health and well-being.
I mean, is it a problem that's primarily at that club level rather than you know, the championship or inter-county level?
I would feel that it is, because at championship level, it's very rare that we would suffer any sort of, definitely physical abuse, but verbal abuse that we would hear. That's not to say it doesn't happen, but that with a microphone clipped to your chest and an earpiece in your ear, you're not going to hear much of what's been said from a sideline, and certainly not the background noise of a crowd. But at a club game and underage games, where there might not be the volume of support there or footfall in a club ground, it's definitely more audible and it is something to be worried about.
I mean, the match in question, Roscommon, was, as I understand it, a minor fixture. So even at that that level in the game, there can be just unacceptable behaviour.
Yeah, that's even more worrying, because that's where the culture is created at an underage level for it to exist at older levels. And I have no knowledge of whether it was a spectator, a manager or a player that inflicted this abuse, physical abuse on the referee. But it's definitely unacceptable, particularly at underage levels, where you're trying to create a culture and a love of Gaelic games within those young people to ensure that they will continue to play Gaelic games and be a lifelong member of the association.
There's an initiative in Meath, which I think is that where you referee. It's called Silent Sidelines. Does that work?
It does. It's a fantastic initiative at underage levels within Meath that allow the children the opportunity to play games in a fun and enjoyable manner, where they can make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. Simple example would be a child shooting for a score and the ball goes wide. He didn't intend to miss the point, but there's no berating from the sidelines, from fans, from parents or from the manager. It's just 100% encouragement. And if it does get to a case where there is something shouted onto the pitch that's not encouragement, the referee has the right to remove that person from the grounds.
So, at heart, you seem to be saying, David, that what's needed here really is almost a cultural change.
It's a massive cultural change that needs to come from the top level within the GAA. I know we have our Give Respect, Get Respect initiative, but it is just an initiative. It is a two-page document that's handed out to the clubs that they're asked to sign up to. But there's no real sanctions around what happens if people don't adhere to the recommendations in this initiative. And then we end up going back to the GAA rulebook, which I know from experience has a huge amount of loopholes in it. And we'll just have to wait now to see what happens with the report from Roscommon CCC to see how this matter is going to be dealt with.
Referee David Goff speaking to me earlier.